Hazrat Mir Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, firstly, his name. Normally we called him Mir Sahab, and that was his nickname, a prophetic, poetic name we call it. But complete name was Sayyid Muhammad Ishrat Jamil Mir. So he is also a Sayyid, you know, family of progeny of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was actually graduated from Aligarh University in BCom, in commercial. He had a degree with him. After the partition, I think he was actually born in Nagina place nearby Moradabad. And from there, after the partition, he migrated with the elders of his family to Karachi. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that way. He was from a deputy collector, a father, and he has got his all the, you know, graduations and all modern, what you call, education. And that in that sense, if you think of, subhanAllah, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat and miracle that he ended up meeting Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh. And that time, when we know Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh later on, that time we're talking about half a century back. That time Hazrat rahmatullah alayh was not known in the halqas of the ulama and halqas of Buzurgani Deen. And he dedicated his whole life actually in service of his sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayh. Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayh was such a personality, right? Hazrat Hakim Sahib dedicated himself from youth and studied in the madrasa, a small place, Baitul Ulum or something name was there. And he served him and in such a way that he never left him until Hazrat was gone from this world. So look at this thing here, that how he dedicated himself, that there was no name for him. He was non-entity. But all what he did was for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. He used to say that my youth was in the lap of Allah Ta'ala's awliya kiram. So similarly, happened to Hazrat Mir Sahib, rahimahullah, that his youth came in the lap of Hazrat Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah. And he stayed with him. And there were so great Buzurgan Deen that time was well known and available. And therefore many of his friends and other family members were astonished and somewhat disappointed that having so much great ulama and famous Buzurgan Deen available, this youth is going to this unknown alim and sheikh. But he did not mind anybody's criticism. And he continued visiting Hazrat. And I was hearing from some of my friends and circles that Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh also got this privilege that he attended Hazrat Majlis when there was hardly nobody attending Hazrat Majlis. Only Mir Sahib was the audience. He used to attend as a student in front of Hazrat, and Hazrat used to make Majlis Zikr.
SubhanAllah.
So this you can see that sincerity of Mir Sahib, and also the way he, you know, eyed and the way he envisaged Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Later on, thousands of people admired it. Even the Buzurgan Deen, he became the apple of the eyes of Buzurgan Deen. But those days when nobody was worried about him, Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh sat at his feet and dedicated himself in such a way that you find very difficult a parallel in the history that any what you call student and any disciple of any sheikh had so much dedication and such a great amount of almost half a century. You can see that half a century khidmat and service of his sheikh, you know, and without any hoping of any return whatsoever, any in material gain. And there are so much more to it that the time will never allow us to go into those details. Hazrat Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh's tazkira and he is mentioning, it's a great honor for him that you will find Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh's book Faizani Mohabbat, the Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi made mentioning of Hazrat Mir Saab Rahmatullah, and I would like you to share with you those beautiful poetry of Hazrat Hazrat Maulana Sheikh al-Arab wal-Ajam Hakim Shah Muhammad Akhtar Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi, and his heading is Tazkirai Mir, that means mentioning of Mir. That means his servant Mir. Look at the master that he has appreciated. If Mir Saab has served him, he appreciated his service. And he made special mentioning because Hazrat Wala that time was in the pinnacle of his poetry. He used to be inspired in his poetry. And mostly, middle of the night, he used to get up and he used to write poetry. And without effortlessly, all it was inspiration from the Almighty Allah. So he made a few lines here.
लगे है मीर चेहरे से कि वो कोई मिनिस्टर है लगे है मीर चेहरे से कि वो कोई मिनिस्टर है मगर डांटे है जब मुझी को तो लगता कलेक्टर है मगर डांटे है जब मुझी को तो लगता कलेक्टर है
अरे वाला रहमतुल्लाह अलैह से This Mir, from his face, he looks like some minister. That means such a, Allah gave him such a kind of awe and respect from his face. He looked like a minister. But when, on the other end, in the Khanqa, if somebody makes some mischief and somebody is going out of the control or maybe is not following the etiquettes of the Khanqa, then he takes proper takes action against him because he is in charge, was made in charge by Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. So he looks like a collector. He looks like a collector that time. Look, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi is a sense of humor in this poetry. He got the kafiya, English words. All English words got kafiya.
मेरे कानों में खर्राटा भी उसका मिसल मोटर है मेरे कानों में खर्राटा भी उसका मिसल मोटर है और अपने सुर्ख रुखसारों से वो मिसल टमाटर है
इसे हजरत वाला रहमतुल्लाह अलैह सेंस ऑफ ह्यूमर इसे इन माय ईयर व्हेन मीर साहब स्लीप्स अवे एंड ही देन ही स्नोर्स The snoring of the Mir Saab looks like some motor car has started and running, and that type of noise comes away. And on the other hand, look at him. Allah Ta'ala gave him such kind of beauty, right? That his cheeks, mashallah, so rosy cheeks he got, and like a tomato. Just to make a sense of humor. And he say,
बज़ाहिर वो अलीगढ़ का पलादी का मिस्टर है
आउटवर्डली लुक्स लाइक ही इज अ होल्डर ऑफ द डिग्री ऑफ बीकॉम फ्रॉम अलीगढ़ यूनिवर्सिटी
बज़ाहिर वो अलीगढ़ का पलादी का मिस्टर है मगर अब मदरसे में शेख के उस्ताद मिस्टर है मगर अब मदरसे में शेख के उस्ताद मिस्टर है
ही वाज एक्चुअली लुकिंग लाइक अ मिस्टर यू नो मिस्टर इज लाइक अ इंग्लिश एंड आवर एनवायरनमेंट मिस्टर इज नॉट समवट वेरी सिमिलर टू इंग्लिश एनवायरनमेंट इंग्लिश एनवायरनमेंट यू यूज दिस वर्ड मिस्टर एज अ रेस्पेक्टेबल वर्ड But in India and Pakistan, Mr. shows that completely a character of English education and English atmosphere. So he says, outwardly looking like he is BCom, graduate, you know, Mr. Ashraf Jameel. But actually now, through the barakat, After staying in the company of Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in the madrasa, he is sitting and he is learning deen and he is becoming the ustad of Mr. Ustad of Mr. means all those, type of people who got nothing to do with deen, they have only got secular education and highly educated people, but they want, they got concern of deen, and they come away to madrasa sometimes, they come away to khanqa, where the masjid is there, and they want this self sort of reformation. So when they come, the first person to receive them is Hazrat Mir Sahab. And through Mir Sahab, they get all the necessary kind of education and reformation. So he is now became, through the barakat of Shaykh, Allah elevated him so much that once upon a time he was just Mr. himself, needed guidance. Now he is the ustad and the teacher and the Shaykh of Mr. all the Mr.s of Pakistan, of the Karachi. And then I will say, मिटा डाला है अपने नफ्स को इस मीर ने वरना मिटा डाला है अपने नफ्स को इस मीर ने वरना लगे था पहले ये जालिम के कोई इंस्पेक्टर है लगे था पहले ये जालिम के कोई इंस्पेक्टर है अजत वाला रहमतुल्लाह अलैह सेज दैट दिस मीर यू नो ही हैज निगेटेड हिमसेल्फ कंप्लीटली एंड एलिवेटेड हिमसेल्फ कंप्लीटली इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ हिज शेख अदरवाइज इफ यू सॉ हिम बिफोर दैट ऑल सेल्फ रिफॉर्मेशन राइट This zalim, the zalim word which in Urdu language sometimes is used, right? Outwardly is meaning, it doesn't look rather nice. It looks like cruel person. But cruel person used in a loving way. So this word zalim doesn't mean anything, any derogatory as far as the poet is concerned. But it is more loving word. And his enjoyment only, my other Rahmatullah Alayhi used sometimes the zalim word for me too. Zalim ko dekho, look at this zalim. So zalim doesn't mean the real, literal meaning zalim. So he say, lage ta pehle ye zalim koi inspect. Before that, you know, you see him now, right, he has completely got himself for reformation under the tutorship of his sheikh, but before that, he was looking like an inspector. Like as why? Because it was his you know, pomp and show, and he was from the family. His father was deputy collector also, so he would have been definitely he would have been an inspector or collector or this type of thing. Not a sheikh, not a bazurk, not a maulana, not a what you call some spiritual mentor. So this is how the great change has taken place. Hazrat Wala is bearing witness. The great change which took place in Mir Sahab, how lucky was he that his sheikh bearing witness for it. And then Hazrat, he said another word here, there's also a sense of humor there. Suzuki car tha pehle hamare paas jab aaya motape se magar lagta hai ab jaise director hai. He says when he came to us, he was looking like Suzuki, Suzuki, the small, you know, those cars and those fat, we call it fat here. Yeah. He was like that. This means he was thinly built and he wasn't, you know, very much looking very healthy and very, you know, like fat. But when he came to us, he's from Suzuki. He was looking like Suzuki car. But now he's looking like a tractor. From Suzuki car developed into Testament. That means well built, mashallah, and healthy, spiritually healthy, and physically healthy. That is the barakat of the companionship of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. And this is the barakat of generally companionship of all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awliya, and friendship. But Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh, he had a very special characteristic of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which was brimming from his heart, and whenever he spoke about that, and his eyes, tears in the eyes always, and he used to cry with the name of Allah. When Allah Pak name used to take it, immediately, spontaneously, that tears used to flow from his eyes. So, Hazrat, that type of love Hazrat had, and the Mir Sahab all the time at his feet, and you know, the absorbing that kind of recognition of the Almighty Allah. And a manifestation of the Almighty Allah is reflected upon the heart of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Mir Sahab was fortunate enough to absorb that and to imbibe that and to receive it from the heart of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Like, it reminds me of William Wordsworth poetry when he says that enough of science and of art, close up those barren leaves. enough of science and of art. Close up those barren leaves. Come forth and bring with you a heart that watches and receives.
Allahu Akbar.
So he brought forward a heart to the heart of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, such a kind of heart which watches and which receives all the love and emotions of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which our Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah was embodiment of the love. And himself, his body was full of love. What about his heart? What about his soul? So Hazrat Mir Sahab, there isn't anybody in the life of my Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, we could regard him as fortunate as Hazrat Mir Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, without any exception, without fear of any criticism. I can tell you that there isn't nobody else in the company, no matter how great a alim may be, mashallah, his knowledge is in his place. Mir Sahab may not be that formal alim, but the company of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh gave him so much. Nobody could just share with him. Nobody could just match him. He is unique in that particular respect. Allah Ta'ala was so kind. Although he did not have the halqa of the Muridin, like so many other of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh's khulafa, they got very, very vast halqa throughout the world. Allah Ta'ala is taking benefit of them. May Allah give them long life. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make them flourish more and more. Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh wasn't from that category. But on the other hand, his example can be, I can show you, the example is just like Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Sheikh Shah Shams Tabriz Rahmatullah Alayh, what a great Allah's wali was he. Right? And he had one murid. And that one murid was the Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh. And he gave all the his innermost and his all recognition of Allah and the fire and the fervor of love of Allah Ta'ala, he instilled in the heart of Mawlana Rumi. And Mawlana Rumi did not have many his muridin. But Mawlana Rumi wrote a Masnavi book. And that Masnavi book, each and every line of Masnavi, about 27,000 ashar, and all each line was inspired by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And unanimously, all the Buzurgan Dina, unanimously it was inspiration. Now that, through that, all being 1,000 years now, every Allah's wali is taking benefit from out of this book. So this was Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh. You won't find many muridin down there. Allah Ta'ala took from a different way the service of his love from that. So similarly here, so whatever my Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh had the, love, all was, instilled in the heart of Mir Sahab. And Mir Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he dedicated himself to the service of Shaykh in such a way, most of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh's work was written and what was brought down in black and white by the blessed hand of Mir Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. And I found him those days, but there was no recording facilities available like today. But he used to write word to word about Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, as you say. And also cassette, and the cassette used to be there. So he used to put the earphone in his head and used to listen to the cassette. So sometimes one sentence, you want to write it, it's not easy from cassette to tape. He used to repeat and repeat, and then he used to write. After writing, then he's going to go over the whole work. Then he's going to, what you call, give it to the writer. And the one who's calligraphist, then the calligraphist, then he has to proofreading. Then afterwards they're going to go to the printer. It was a long process. Hazrat Mir Sahab alone, he took all the responsibility of everything without even putting his name at the thing that this whole work belonged to him. Just sometimes he'd say, Khadim-e-Khas, but that word here. He never even wrote his name, Mir Ishrat Jamil. So this was his dedication and his humbleness, his humility and his devotion to Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, and to the barakat of that Mir Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, for the people forever and forever, inshallah, they will be benefited from Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh's unique work of inspiration, which was in the form of poetry. And in the form of poetry, Allah must grant Hazrat Maulana Mufti Amjad Sahab, Damas Bakatum Jazai Khair, that he has done a great service to Islam and to Deen and to Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh. And as far as poetry is concerned, as far as prose is concerned, Hazrat Mir Sahab, we are all indebted to Hazrat Mir Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh.